Welcome to the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo. We are excited to host you for this life-changing leadership experience. Some 70,000 FFA members and guests will join us this week to celebrate agriculture and FFA leadership accomplishments. Now, as you might imagine, delivering a convention of this magnitude and complexity requires a team of professionals and volunteers. So at this time, before we go any further, I'd like to ask you to help me show appreciation for our national FFA staff, convention volunteers, agriculture teachers, and state agricultural education leaders. I hope you've arrived in Indianapolis ready to change the world. That's right, I said change the world. For other organizations, that may be a tall order, but we are not other organizations. We are FFA, and changing the world, developing leaders who will change the world, is what we do. It is our business. You came to this convention in order to engage, to prepare, to change our world. And by engaging, you just might find that your life has changed as well. For example, at a convention like this, an FFA member like you held a door, caught an eye, smiled, and a friendship. At convention and beyond, that friendship continued to grow. Let's engage at this national FFA convention by developing a few friendships. At a convention like this, an FFA member like you and listen to profiles of our Proficiency Award winners. They thought, I can do that too. So they returned home, made plans, and launched a custom hay baling operation. Over the next several years, with hard work and dedication, that operation earned a profit. It earned enough money so that that FFA could be recognized with the American FFA degree and pay for college expenses. And the college expenses of his three brothers. Let's engage in this convention so that you might launch your own enterprise. At a convention like this, an FFA member like you walked into the expo and shook hands with a college professor. They started a simple conversation that led to an important fellowship and turned into a meaningful career as a professor at a university. I'm so glad that I took the time at an expo to shake hands with a college professor and talk about my career. Perhaps at this convention, you will engage and launch your career as well. At a convention like this, a chapter officer team like yours attended a leadership workshop. Their goal was to pick up ideas to implement back home, and that's what they did. They returned home and implemented innovative community service, agriculture literacy, and leadership development programs. A couple of years later, some members of that officer team attended a convention like this and were recognized on stage as a 3-star national chapter and model of innovation. More importantly, their chapter, school, and community improved because of their efforts. Let's engage at national convention by gathering a few ideas to implement back home. At a convention like this, a CDE team perhaps like yours came into town ready to win. In this case, it was an Ag Issues Forum career development event team, and they just knew they were going to win. They'd practiced for months. They'd presented their forum to the Farm Bureau and the Master Gardeners, the Legislative Committee on Agriculture, and dozens of other community organizations. However, my Ag Issues team didn't place first at a national convention. And while my FFA members were a bit disappointed that they didn't win, I, in fact, thought they did win. They won by learning a little bit more about themselves and about agriculture. If you're competing this week, the best of luck. Compete well. And remember to learn from both your successes and your failures. At a convention like this, an FFA member like you asked their ag teacher, why do you teach agriculture? That agriculture teacher got quiet, thought a minute, smiled, and replied, I am a teacher by choice and not by chance. I teach so you can tie a halter to a fence post, a silk ribbon to a floral arrangement, and so you can tie your necktie so it looks good on your official dress. I teach so you can weld steel, forge friendships, and survive the heat of competition. I teach so that you can sow dreams, grow food, cultivate leadership, and harvest a bounty from both. I teach so that you can lead a calf, an officer team, and a farm business. I teach so that you can be diligent in labor, just in your dealings, courteous to everyone, and above all, honest and fair in the game of life. I'm so glad that an ag teacher shared that wisdom with me, because it propelled me to start my career as an agriculture teacher from a convention like this. Won't you consider engaging by considering teaching agriculture and making a positive difference in the lives of other people? At this national FFA convention, FFA members just like you will engage in so many different ways. They'll make friends, develop plans, set goals, aspire to leadership, launch careers, launch enterprises. My question for you is, how will you engage in this national FFA convention? And trust me when I say it will change your life. Remember that FFA member for whom I held the door and smiled and made a friend at convention? Well, we picked up our friendship a few years later, and that FFA member is now my best friend and wife of 24 years and mom to our three daughters, all of them FFA members. Trust me when I tell you, engaging can change your life. As we engage in this national FFA convention, please remember that you represent yourself, your chapter, and FFA. Please be professional. As we mingle with others, let's be courteous and respectful in our comments and our conduct. While engaging here in Indianapolis, let's be good guests of the city by leaving it and its facilities better than we found them. FFA members, you have one opportunity to engage in every single second of the next 75 hours of this 97th National FFA Convention and Expo. Engage so that everyone here and back home and everywhere in between knows that we, FFA members, are growing the next generation of leaders who will change our world. Engage in this 97th National FFA Convention and Expo.